All right, Anthony, no feature wins this week, but two track championships.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's definitely a great accomplishment. Like I've said a million times, I got to thank all these guys because I really would be sitting in the grandstands if it weren't for them. So,
Were you just kind of playing conservative tonight, knowing you just had to finish the races pretty much?
We were on old tires with the 350. That was pretty much a lock as long as we showed up with that. And we didn't want to burn up tire money. We're going to save that for Classic. That car is finally rolling a lot better than it's ever been. So, and we actually struggled with the SPS all, probably the first time since we built it. We had motor issues all day. We missed the setup in the heat and the feature. We were just not as good as we have been all year. So we definitely got some work to do if we want to win this Classic.
What would you say your high point was of the season?
Right now, I mean, this is definitely an awesome accomplishment. Like I said, the car's really isn't where we want it right now for the Classic, but we had a lot of wins this season and a lot of great times with all these people, so it was a great season all around.
Low point, about a few weeks ago, maybe a month?
Yeah, Mr. SBS, that's one of the that and the Classic are the only two I haven't won, and I really wanted it, and to get wiped out on lap four like we did, it was definitely disappointing, but other than that, it's been a pretty great year. I mean, I think that might be the only week that we weren't on the podium besides this one, and it was just an unreal season. I can't thank these guys enough. They put two missiles under me every weekend.
All right, Anthony, finally, who do you have to thank for your track championships in both divisions?
First off, Mark Castiglia. He's given us everything we've needed to be competitive every week. And Stu Fenske, he's been my main wrench since I was 4 years old. That guy's dedicated pretty much his life to me and my racing for the past 17 years. And my cousin Zach, my friend Cass, Jared, my little brother, my uncle Scott, my grandpa and grandpa, my dad and my mom, they're not here tonight. First race I've ever had without my parents here, and hope they enjoyed the show at home. All my sponsors, Castiglia Lawn Care, Cam's Pizzeria, CH Sealants, Farmers Insurance, JP Jewelers, Paul's Big M. I couldn't do it without you guys.
Finally, I got Classic in 2 weeks. That's one I know you'd really like to get.
Yeah, I'm expecting 20 at least. I know the Bartlett's got a four-car team coming out for Classic weekend, so that'd be cool. Hopefully Chardonnay. Obviously Chardonnay's going to be back. Hopefully there's a few other guys, and we'll see what happens from there.
As far as your strategy goes?
We're going to try to go out and run a good lap in time trials. I've always really stunk at that, but this year, within a lap or two, I can click off an 18.6 or an 18.7, so that'll definitely lock us in the top six, I think, and I don't know how they're doing it this year, whether it's the luck of the draw or if they're going to invert them, or I'm not really even sure how they're going to do it, so we'll decide our strategy when we figure that out.